Ultimately, no one has a greater interest in cybersecurity than the businesses that depend on a safe, secure, and resilient global digital infrastructure, particularly those who operate the critical networks that we must help defend. To defend those networks more effectively, we must share information between the government and the private sector about threats in cyberspace. We've made real progress in sharing information with the private sector, but very frankly, we need Congress to act to ensure that this sharing is timely and comprehensive. Companies should be able to share specific threat information with the government without the prospect of lawsuits hanging over their head. And a key principle must be to protect the fundamental liberties and privacy in cyberspace that we are all duty-bound to uphold. The fact is that to fully provide the necessary protection in our democracy, cybersecurity legislation must be passed by the Congress. Without it, we are and we will be vulnerable. Congress must act, and it must act now, on a comprehensive bill such as the Bipartisan Cybersecurity Act of 2012, co-sponsored by Senators Lieberman, Collins, Rockefeller, and Feinstein. This legislation has bipartisan support, but it has fallen victim to legislative and political gridlock, like so much else in Washington. That, frankly, is unacceptable, and it should be unacceptable not just to me, but to you and to anyone concerned with safeguarding our national security. While we wait for Congress to act, the administration is looking to enhance cybersecurity measures under existing authorities by working with the private sector to promote best practices, increase information sharing. They are considering issuing an executive order as one option to try to deal with this situation. But very frankly, there is no substitute for comprehensive legislation, and we need to move as far as we can in the meantime. We have no choice, because the threat that we face, as I've said, is already here.